Good Friday night, everyone. Welcome to a sold-out Lobo Stadium. Mike Richardson here with Brent Taylor, Johnny Vaughn, about to start their 41st year broadcasting Lobo football. Eddie Richardson's here with us. Gene Morris is here with us. Fox Sports is here with us, televising the game live. We're 6 minutes away from kickoff. Glad you're with us. To tell you about Longview and Lufkin, here's Brent Taylor.
Well, there are 12,000 here in Lobo Stadium tonight, the sellout crowd. Lufkin and 8-5A from District 8-5A, they've moved down. They've got a spread offense and a great, great defense, and a state-ranked 5A team. Longview, with high expectations this year of them of their own, they've got a lot of offensive firepower and a state-ranked team. So a great opening night game, John.
Oh, yeah, this is really special. Of course, we last met in the fourth round last year, and it was one of the great games that we've ever done. 33-32, Longview wins it late on that one. Brent, it's probably worth noting that Kalani Thomas, their starting quarterback, the quarterback that started last year, is out, and in his place, they're going to have to go with Jordan Moore, who's a sophomore. So they've got great receivers, but their starting quarterback is not going to play tonight.
Longview won the toss. They deferred to the second half. Lufkin will take the football to start it off. So here's where we'll go. 9:52 to go, first quarter. Third and 7 for Lufkin.
Yeah.
Let's see if Longview will bring some pressure.
Yeah, and this is where you need to look for Jalen Polk, their best receiver. He's on this sideline, spread out wide.
Motion again out of the backfield. Moore's going to throw it. He looks for Polk. He fires it, and it's caught.
Yep.
Caught for a first down. He's caught at the 35, across the 30,
that's
to the 25-20. He may take this one all the way, and he does. Touchdown.
Well, like I said, you got to watch him. He was this far side or near side. He just ran a little curl route. The throw was made. Then he cut back to the middle of the field, Brent. He got a block on the far sideline, turned it up, and got the score.
He sure did. Leo Acevedo will come on to kick the extra point. Jalen Polk will snap it back, and Jaron Thompson will hold it. They don't have a holder. Jaron Thompson's not in there yet. Now there he comes.
Kind of hard to kick the extra point,
yeah,
with the holder sitting on the sideline.
Acevedo was looking around like, what the heck am I supposed to do? Kick is up, and the kick is good. 7-0 Lufkin with 9:38 to go, first quarter. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. First and goal. 11 minutes and 11 seconds to go in this first half from Lobo Stadium. High formation, double tight end set. They give it to Williams, touchdown. Yeah, Longview put together a good drive that time.
Yeah, that was started back on their own 34, and they go 66 yards in 12 plays.
7-6, J.K. Martin on to kick the extra point. And Kirby, I think, is the holder. I'm not sure of that, though. Nope, that's not right.
Lampkin.
Boris Lampkin's the holder. Nice hold, nice snap, kick up. We got a tie game, 7-7. With 11:07 to go, we'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 2 minutes. A sold-out Lobo Stadium. Here comes Martin with a kick. It's a short kick to the 10-yard line. Back to the 15, to the 20. Oh, what a tackle on the play! Wow, what an open field tackle.
Deshaun Taylor with that tackle. That was quite impressive as he just came out of nowhere and made the play.
He sure did. Deshaun Taylor, a 5'8", 180-pound linebacker. Well, he came out of nowhere and made that tackle. Acevedo. Last time they got a bad snap. Let's see what happens this time.
I tell you, Longview ought to get pretty good field position no matter what, as he's going to end up punting this ball from his own 10.
Here's another low snap.
Oh,
they almost blocked it. It's end over end. Taylor knocks it in the air, picks it up, and it's going to be caught back at the 30-yard line.
Fumble
the ball again. Good grief.
That's unbelievable. Bad snap, rolls back, p- picks it up, kicks it end over end. We grab it and then fumble.
You got to have somebody returning punts that can manage the punt. It was a high bounce. He hit it with one hand. It went up in the air. Then he lost it again after he got control of it. And Lufkin's got the 26-yard line of Longview. Fourth and 11.
Deep post. Nope.
Woo! Longview.
I tell you what, Brent. Now that right there showed inexperience by the quarterback, as he got he was keyed in looking for Jalen Polk down the sideline, and he was well covered, and he just sat in the pocket too long and allowed Longview to come off the backside and make the play.
We've got a TV timeout on the field. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 2 minutes. It's fourth down, and Longview's got to send the field goal kicking team on the field goal team on the field. Well, those two or three snaps didn't turn out too good, John.
No, that's I would say that's an understatement. Is three of them roll back there.
So it's going to be a 41-yard attempt by J.K. Martin. Barnes got it on its way, and it is good. 41 yards away for J.K. Martin, and Longview's got a 10-7 lead. We'll be back on 106.5 Jack, the Jack FM, in 2 minutes.
Well, it's second down, so here's what I think will happen. They'll run the play. If they don't make it, since they've got no timeouts left, I think what you got to do is spike the ball, get up, and just depends on how quickly the officials set it.
Oh, here they are at the 1 yard line. Lufkin spread for him. Now they're going to get up under center again. It's going to be Jordan Moore.
Longview's bunched up.
Hey, tried to get it in. They didn't make it. They did not make it.
You don't have a timeout.
Klein, I think the clock's going to run out.
Not yet. It's running.
Oh, they killed it with 8 seconds left. They're at the 1 yard line, and with 8 seconds left, how'd they stop the clock?
That's what I. They jumped. Thank you. There we go. No timeout. They jumped.
Well, let's see what's going on.
Longview took a timeout. It looked like Lufkin moved, but they may have said the timeout was called before. So they're going to pick the flags up. Is that what they're going to do?
I guess they're going to do that. There are 4.9 seconds left to go in this first half. Lufkin's got it just inside the 1 yard line. I mean, it's at the goal line, actually. And Lufkin's got it right there. 4.9 seconds, and Longview's got a 10-7 lead.
You got a chance to tie the game up. The ball's on the one. They don't run with a quarterback under center, except in this situation. In the one play that they did run, he didn't even make an inch. But they're going to go out and kick the field goal.
They're going to bring up Acevedo. What a nice defensive stand that was Longview made. Here's the snap. They're going to fake it. They're going to run it, and they got it.
There's a flag,
though. Flag down on the play. There's a flag on the field.
Flags on the play. I think they're pointing at Lufkin.
I think they are, too.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Well,
let's see what this is all about. There's a flag on the play.
Well, the officials haven't given any indication, which no. I don't really understand that. Lufkin jumped up and down like they knew it was against Longview, and now they're coming out like they're going to kick the extra point. So we're going to assume that was a score, but I wouldn't guarantee it.
No, I'm not either.
I don't like this story.
Well, we're going to hear now from the... Wow. So Luffy's got the touchdown. Longview got a penalty. And the extra point to come by Acevedo. No time left on the clock. The kick is up. And the kick is good. So we'll go to halftime. Lufkin with the lead, 14-10. We'll be back with football on the 106.5, the Jack FM. We'll be back in 3 minutes. It's going to be a field goal. This one's going to be a 37-yarder. Martin to kick it. Got it down. Martin's got it on its way. And this one's good. It's going to be 14-13. Lefkin's got a one-point lead. Longview. And we'll be back on 106.5, the Jack FM, in 2 minutes. At the 9-yard line, third down and goal from the 9.
That wouldn't surprise me to see him do exactly the same thing, send motion and try to isolate him. He's got man press coverage on the far side.
Third down and goal from the 9-yard line.
He's got probably 3 or 4 inches on Taylor also. There's the motion.
They're going to run the toss sweep. Ah. Incompletely catch it. Touchdown. Wow, I didn't think he caught it.
Torrance Agnew was the outside guy. They ran the inside route with Titan Williams, and Longview bit on him, and Torrance Agnew gets his first catch of the game.
He sure did for a touchdown, so it's 20-13. Lufkin with the lead with 3:44 to go in the third quarter. Acevedo with the extra point. Here's the kick, and it is good. 21-13. Lufkin with the lead. We'll be back on 106.5 Jack, the Jack FM, in 2 minutes. Logan Peters in the game for Longview as a second tight end. So Longview's got it first down at Lufkin's 14-yard line. Double tight end set for Longview. Motion back to the formation. Keelan Williams, right side, he goes across the 5, touchdown. Well, that was a nice drive, and that time Keelan Williams got it going north and south.
Yeah. Had a crease. If you give him much running room, he can do it for you.
So Longview's going to go for two. It's 21-19 with 39 seconds to go in the third quarter. Longview's going to go for 2 points to try to tie the game. The ball's at the 3-yard line.
Tell you what, Brent, the play clock's getting down there. It's down to 3 seconds. They're going to have to burn a timeout on this.
Lombie's got to call a timeout, so we'll take it with them on 106.5 Jack FM. Back in 1 minute. Dean Anderson. Run it in, Haynes. Oh, he got it. Two-point conversion, good. Haynes King to who else? Camden Perry.
Well, they ran the bootleg, Bren, and they got outside containment, and so then the defensive back had a choice. Cover the receiver or come after the quarterback. He stepped up on the quarterback, and Perry gets the catch.
TV timeout. We'll be back on 106.5, the Jack FM, in 2 minutes. Fourth down, and Lufkin needs two for a first. And we've got 9:27 to go in the football game. And it's fourth and a couple. Longview better tighten it up right here. Motion out of the backfield. Moore's going to run it.
I don't know.
I don't think he made it.
No, depends on the spot. It's going to be close. I think they'll measure.
I don't know. I'm not sure. You got to bring the change out. I'm not sure he got it. Yep, he did. Man, that was a tough spot right there. Yeah, a false start against Lufkin. So it's going to be 3rd and 15. All the way back to the 21-yard line, 22-yard line, Lufkin will go. And it's 3rd down and 15. Ball on the 22-yard line. Let's see if Longview can bring some pressure. Oh, high snap. Got away from Moore. Wide he throws open. This one wide open. 10-5 touchdown.
Titan Williams. Goodness.
Holy smokes. Longview blew a coverage, and Titan Williams caught it for a touchdown.
Titan Williams just out in the flat. The snap was bad. He picked it up, rolled to his left, and nobody covered Titan Williams, and he just dropped it in there about the 5, and he ran it in.
Wow. 27-21, Lufkin. Here's the extra point try. Kick is up, and it's good. 28-21 Lufkin, 7:35 to go in the game. Back on 106.5 Jack FM in 2 minutes. Well, welcome back, everyone, to Lobo Stadium. Brent Taylor, Johnny Vaughn, Eddie and Mike Richardson, and Gene Morris. 3:41 to go in the game, and it's 28-21 Lufkin. Longview, second down. It's a Lufkin 16-yard line. 2nd and 12, spread formation. Three wide, far side of the field. Motion back to the near side. King over the middle. Caught.
Wow.
Caught by Perry. Touchdown.
What a catch, too.
Wow, what a catch. And what a play by Camden Perry. Just one of the best ones in the state, John. He is tremendous. How many catches has he made tonight?
I've got him with 11 catches.
Wow, what a play by Camden Perry. He leaped in the air, caught it with heavy traffic, and stuck it across the end zone. Haynes King with a nice pass. 28-27. Important extra point to come. Martin kicks it up. It's good. 28-all with 3:33 to go in the game. What a game we have. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. 3rd down and 10. He lost a yard.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that call from them, as they're going to run just a straight dive play, and he loses a couple of yards. Now they've got to throw the ball up the field.
1:57 to go in the game. It's a big play right here, 3rd down and long.
Zombies.
Here's Moore going to throw it. It's caught by Polk. He caught it, and Longview knocked him back. He fumbled the ball. I think Longview got it.
He got it.
Yeah. Longview got it.
Wow.
Polk fumbled the ball, and Longview recovered. Yes, they did.
He had the first, but he coughed the ball up.
Yes, they did, and it was recovered on the play by Jaron Jackson, a senior defensive back. Longview football at their own 40, right at midfield. 2nd down and 4. The ball at the 44-yard line of Lufkin.
Tell you, at some point I'd fake the ball to Camden Perry and try to go up on the other side.
Play action pass. King's going to throw it deep down the field. It's a touchdown. He caught it for a touchdown. Yes, he did. Caden Kirby caught it for a touchdown. He came back underneath the coverage, and Longview's got the lead.
See, that's what it wasn't exactly the way I said they would do it, but they've been setting up, going deep on the outside, and that ends up being the touchdown reception.
And King got decked.
Terry, yeah, he got nailed.
Here's the extra point. Flag on the play. Let's see what procedure against Longview. Longview's got the lead 34-28 with a minute 21 to go. Well, I'll tell you what, Kirby made a big catch. He was covered. He came back underneath the coverage, and King got that one kind of wobbly, but he got it down there. Here's the extra point. Martin's got it up, and he's got it good. 35-28, Longview. A minute 21 to go in the game. What a game we have here as the opener. We'll be back on 106.5 Jack FM in 1 minute. 109 to go in the game, and the clock moves.
I just don't think you can afford to run the short routes. I don't think you got enough time to move the length of field if you do that.
Moore's going to be chased. He's going to be chased to the backside. Sets up and logs it down the middle of the field. It's intercepted. Yes, it was. Intercepted.
That's a sophomore quarterback right there. Yep. Threw it right into traffic, and then Taylor made the great interception.
He sure did. It was Tanique Taylor. Threw it right into the middle of coverage. What do you always say? Don't throw it back across the middle of the field.
You can't do that. You absolutely can't do it.
Third down and 13.
Run it.
First down. Pass from Haynes King to Camden Meredith. First down for Longview. And that's ball game right there. Ball game. Camden Perry. A bootleg pass, John.
12th reception of the game.
A bootleg pass.
It's unbelievable.
With time running out. Wow. Camden Perry has caught the ball all over the ballpark. Now we're going to take a knee. Haynes under center. Going to take a knee. Ball game. Wow, what an opener we had tonight. And it's after 11:30, but who cares? What a game. Longview came back and beat Lufkin 35-28.